Look, I think that you've got a team who are fighting for their lives down at the bottom, and our squad who it's not our proper squad at the moment. We've got all of our international players away, but many more besides, to be honest. And you know, we're not a club who generally talk about it, but we've got lots of experienced players like Richard Wigglesworth, Charlie Hodgson, Chris Ashton, Scott Britz, Will Fraser, who we expect to have during this period of time, and we haven't had them. And we've asked a lot of this group of players, and we were pretty ordinary in the first half. In fact, we were awful in the first half, and we were lucky to be 13-7, to be honest. I think Mike Ellery makes a try-saving interception just before half-time. But we showed a lot of character and a lot of togetherness, good qualities to show in that second half, to win the second half by 20 points to 3. And it's a massive, massive 4 points for us. And this was after the league's so tight and clubs are going in little runs. And for us, it's very, very important. And we've got one more game to go with this period of without the players that we talked about. And then we're going to have a full squad to pick from. So today was really big for us.
You mentioned you had to make enforced changes and shuffle the pack a little bit. And one of those that you had to make in switching Andy Good around the... Alex Goose around the,
slightly better
the back line. Meant that it did actually pay off for you because he kicked some fairly vital penalties for you in that second half.
Well, I think what you saw today was the real international class of someone like Alex Good. He was a shining light in the game, even in the first half when we were dreadful. He was magnificent and he made things happen. He scored a try out of absolutely nothing. But the whole half, he made things happen. And I think an occasion like this deserves us to come here with our full squad. That wasn't to be because it's in the middle of the Six Nations, and maybe it could be put at a different time in the season, perhaps. But for us, it was all about getting a result today, and we're absolutely thrilled to have got it.
Is it slightly peculiar coming into this game, knowing that Exeter got themselves a win a bit earlier in the day, and you really did need to respond with a victory to put yourselves back at the top?
It's obviously dangerous to look at it just sort of game by game and that kind of thing. We just know that there's a points tally you need to get to get into the top four. We're getting closer to it. We're not quite there yet, but we've got, I think, six games left to try and get there. Five of those are going to be with our full squad. So, you know, if we had lost today, there's a lot of people very tight to us. So it's a great win for us.
Just another word about Irish there. They did put in quite a spirited performance that you mentioned there. Do you feel for them a little bit there? Because at the end of the game, you've ended up sealing victory with what was a slight bit of good fortune and a bit of a scrappy moment. It's those kind of things that really do go against you, isn't it, when you're a team in their position?
Yeah, I think it was more than spirited by them. In the first half, they ran us ragged. They looked like a confident team. They looked like a team with lots of ambition, and we were hanging on, to be honest. But what happens when you're at the bottom of the table and you've lost a lot of games is when the game gets closer, and we just needed to stay within touching distance, which we did, and they maybe got a little bit more anxious than they'd been in the first half, and we were able to maybe show our experience in these situations.
And finally, just a question about the occasion today, the environment that you were playing this game in. You've had all the events that took place in the build-up to this. The actual game itself and how it was organised and how it played out, how were you impressed with it?
It felt like something different. It didn't feel like a run-of-the-mill Premiership rugby match, which was an important thing. For us, it's been a tremendous week. You know, we've really enjoyed coming to New York, having a break from the norm, training in a bit of sunshine as well. It's freshened the group up. But the important thing at the end of the week was always to try and get a result, and I'm delighted we have.
And if the chance came again next season to come back and do this all again, would you jump at the chance?
Oh, we would love to, but I do think that it needs to be organised at a time of year when all the stars that you can have here are going to be here. And you know, we had a lot who played very, very, very well for England today. Mario Itoje and George Crewe and Billy and Owen. And I think America would love to see those kind of players here. So it needs to be organised at a time of year which is not up against the Six Nations.